note, and we'll make sure that we have this in the future, our Monday night calls will always feature myself and our CEO, Greg Breyers. Greg, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Good evening, guys.
Great to have you with us, Greg. We in the announcement that went out last week, it just mentioned myself. It was just an oversight with the marketing team. In the future, you'll notice that we'll always be on. Now, we're going to do a lot of things on this call. Greg and I will always be present on it. We'll do a lot of things on the call. We're going to have a lot of guests on the call, a lot of top affiliates talking about your performance. In fact, next week, I'll talk about this in a second. Next week, we're going to feature some of our top runners in the current VIP challenge. We're going to have a few of you on the phone next Monday, and I'll talk about that here in a second. So that's kind of what to expect here. We'll do feature calls. We're going to feature a lot of our managers and VPs in send out cards. We mentioned that before. We'll be featuring them and what they do and how the processes are continually improving at send out cards. Today, we initiated our complete initiative package to the entire company. So everybody in the company has the blueprint for send out cards over the next 1 year plan as well as multiple year plan. Wouldn't you all like to know what's on that? There, it's top secret. Well, a lot of it is. I mean, some of it's straightforward stuff, but a lot of it's top secret, and our employees are they're obligated to keep the secrecy of some of the new things that we're working on. But the one page thing is a big deal. And since Greg has come on, that's been a big, big thing having him there is number one, keeping the one thing and keeping everybody, 100 employees and vendors and contractors on the same page on a daily basis. That's half the battle, Greg. I mean, I want you to talk to that just for a second. You've had the opportunity to manage large organizations before with lots of personnel. Keeping all departments, there's multiple different departments. There's usually, anywhere from 5 people to 25 people in various departments. So not only do you have 100 people, but you got different departments to do different things. And the important thing is keeping everybody on the same page, not on a monthly basis, but literally on a daily basis. And some of our vulnerability in years past has been pretty good on a yearly basis and a monthly basis, but sometimes the daily breakdown is kind of what can be a challenge for you. Greg's done a great job putting that together. So if you can just speak to that for a minute.
Yeah, Cody, thanks. I think that can you hear me okay, Cody?
Yeah, hear you great.
Okay. One of the things I tell the team, the senior leadership team, as well as the entire organization as I meet with them, is that I've never heard anybody in the company, large or small, say we have too much communication. And so we have that communication, and we're taking a great deal of pride and effort into how we better communicate with you in the field, our affiliates, our customers. It's a big project for us. So when you look at the, Cody, the complete reorganization of our structure, which really gets down to the division or the strengths and needs and duties of the CVO and the CEO, it becomes extremely, extremely important to everyone in the organization to be on the same page, that our support is as knowledgeable about our plan as our senior leadership team is. And Cody and I have worked really hard. You know, you think about it, every great organization has really had this model. When you think about it, you think about, Disney, Roy and Walt, and you think about Kroc, McDonald's, you think about, the list goes on and on, Buffett and Steve Jobs. You really had that two-part management structure, one being the visionary and one being the integrator, which is my role. And so it became very important for Cody and I spent a ton of time identifying what that means so that when Cody drives down the path of not only our future current state, but our future state, that I am not only in sync, but I have the ability to resource the company so that when we go off working on the visionary things, that we have a core group of people to execute and integrate the current and future state of the company. And put a ton, I know we've talked about this, Cody, that we just finished taking the senior leadership team and now we're taking other teams to the book Extreme Ownership. Many of you on the phone have read that and gotten a great deal out of it. We have just started a new book called Rocket Fuel, which really explains the visionary and integrator roles that Cody and I have. So this is there are many companies, even big companies. My old big, very big company that we built got to a point where they were doing this poorly. And Cody and I committed to, and it's going to take a lot of commitment to continue this, both for our internal staff as well as all of the customers and affiliates in the field. Is that what you're looking for, Cody?
Yeah, absolutely. Great job. I appreciate that. And we'll just continue to keep moving forward. It's very exciting to see the rapid progress that we're making, the sophistication that we're creating at the home office, and really being on the same page on a daily basis, and really making some things happen. And it's exciting. It's exciting to watch our systems and our packaging and our strategy start to take hold. And hopefully you're noticing that in the field. We're going to share with you a couple of things tonight, that some of the things that we're looking at, that our build plan, our strategy is really beginning to take hold. Now, honestly and transparently, it's taken longer than we expected. By the way, most of you know, it has now been 1 year since we rolled out the new prompt editor and the new packages and the new subscription plans. It's actually been a full year now since that took place. And obviously, you know, we had some challenges in that in the first several months, and then things kind of came and took full hold. And now we're priming the pump. We've been priming the pump pretty consistently now with very few flaws in it. And it's beginning to take hold. And that's, it's very, very exciting. When you use the analogy of priming the pump and that water gets clear up to the top and it's kind of, it has to make its way over the crest. It's got to make its way up over that U bolt or the U thing in the pipe so that the water can start to flow downward. We're right there. I mean, it's just right there. It's an exciting time. In fact, one of the indicators of that, since April 1st, 29 new managers. And we introduced a new retail volume program, and it's a lot easier to explain and for people to understand. You simply get $970 in retail volume. You can rank advance to the level manager. 29 new managers since April 1st. That's only 15 days of activity. So it's indication things are really starting to take hold and people are getting used to the whole subscription plan. I want to list those names, if I could. Listen closely. You may know some of the names. I want to make sure that we reach out to these people and congratulate them. Let's stand and cheer for them. Michael A. Kelly, Ted Spangler, Heather Nichols, Joni Curley, Crystal Thompson, Pete Kane, Joe Wold, Todd and Jesse Fraser, Pamela Yellen, Kathleen McAtee, Alan Janelle Lineback, Michelle Delvecchio, Patricia Davidson, Sonia Odom, Tanya Davies, Daniel Granquist, Jerry Meeks, Chelsea Schilling, Nathaniel and Josie Stammen, Norma Strzewski, Michigan Auctioneers Association, Quinn Johnson, Dan Alger, Leanne Spoffold, Joanna Blanchard, Kim Vaughn, and Mary Anderson. 29 new managers since April 1st. So special congratulations to all of them. Appreciate all that you're doing. Now, again, you know, we're simply going out and we're sharing, send out cards with people. We're showing people how to send a card, sharing them the options to get started. And the subscription sell is what we're after. It's what we're looking for. But there's, you know, there's an upselling process to that. Which, by the way, if you didn't see this, we announced last week, because again, we explained to the team that part of our onboarding process, when we put a new person on send out cards, it is an upsell process. A lot of times people are going to take a free account for a while, and they might finally opt to do a $17 program. And then over time, they might opt to up it again to do a $97 program. And you, the sponsor, are helping those people along the way. So if you do get an upsell, absolutely it should count towards the VIP challenge. So it does include all upgrades. And by Friday this week, we're going to get a hold of, I believe I'm going to have three of our top runners in the VIP challenge. We're going to be monitoring that. And by Friday, our three top runners in the VIP challenge will be notified. And we would like to feature you as guests on next Monday night's call. And we just want to talk to you about what you're doing and, you know, the excitement of the whole thing and what's taking place, that kind of stuff. But I'm going to wait till Friday. Let y'all run for it for a while. Let's get out there and run for it. Be one of those three people. I challenge everybody on this call. Be one of the three people that get contacted on Friday, top runners in the VIP challenge. Simply go out there and share this amazing service that we have with others. Keep focusing on the one thing, you know, importance of acting on promptings and reaching out in kindness. I want to make mention to two posts that were put in the Send Out Cards group this last week. One was from Nick Britz. The other one was from Chip Barkle. I loved what they did, and I challenge everybody on this call to do what they did. Here's what they did. Both Nick and Chip talked about the fact that we've had our new prompt editor and our new packaging and our new subscription plans for a year now. So what they did is they took their card sending activity over the last year on the new system and compared it to previous years. And I thought this was very telling. So as an example, Nick Britt from Australia. In the past year on the new prompt editor and with the new subscription that he has, he sent a total of 1,907 cards in the last 12 months, which was a 73% increase over the previous year, and he did so with substantially less money out of his pocket. Chip Barkle, this past 12 months, sent 2,891 cards. That's an average of 8 cards per day. This was a 99.4% increase over the year before. During this past year, with the 2,891 cards he sent, he signed up 17 affiliates and 156 customers. Now, that's compared to 21 affiliates and only 31 customers the year before. He attributes a lot of the major increase to the fact that he's sending a lot more cards. And again, doing so at a fraction of the cost. So it's interesting, you know, people talk about value proposition and the cost and those kind of things. And I think Jordan Adler said it best. For those people who send cards, there's not a value proposition in the world out there that even touches what we offer, price comparison or anything, for those who send cards. So if you're going to send 7 or 8 cards a day, nobody's going to touch our program, and you know the reasons why. And both Chip and Nick mentioned this in their little comparison they did. So over the next week, you know, take a look at your numbers. If you've had a big increase in numbers this past year over previous years, post it, you know, post it to us, and we'll put it in the group. I'd like to kind of see some of those stories over the next week. It's very telling that the program we put together a year ago is working, and it's working very, very well. In fact, with that in mind, I want to close this call tonight by having a conversation with Greg and I about the whole subscription model. But before we do that, I want to start it by talking about who we are. You know, in fact, this kind of came up because Greg and I had this conversation last week. You know, we talked about it, like, even internally, even with our internal conversations with employees and different people, we talk about, you know, what is send out cards? You know, who are we? What is send out cards? And it's interesting because a lot of times when you hear that question, you know, what is send out cards? You hear very quickly people say, well, they're a greeting card and gift company. Now, the question that I want to pose in all of your minds, is that a true statement? Send out cards. Are we a greeting card and gift company? Or are we something else? Or are we something more than that? So, Greg, I want you to pick up this conversation here. In fact, I'm going to kind of segue this in. I want you to talk about it. I've been talking for years now about the fact that we're not a greeting card and gift company. We're a relationship company. We just happen to use greeting cards and gifts as part of our arsenal to help people create relationships in their life. Our one thing is to help millions act on their promptings to reach out in kindness, to create relationship. We sell a system. We don't sell pieces of paper. We sell a system that helps people. So we've been talking about that for years, but you still get people, even internally, at Send Out Cards saying, you know, we're a greeting card and a gift company. You may hear yourself say that. I remember the first time Greg came into town, into Salt Lake City, Jody and I picked he and Melanie up at the airport, took him to the hotel. And when he went to check in, I think I already told the story once here, but when he went to check in, they asked him, so what do you do? And I had to immediately, like, put my ear out so I could hear what he was going to say. And he nailed it. He just absolutely nailed it. He says, well, I work with a relationship marketing company based here in Salt Lake City. And he just completely nailed exactly what it is we do. So, Greg, I want you to talk about that. What's the difference between saying we are a greeting card and gift company versus being a relationship company?
It's huge. And at the end of this conversation, Cody, I'd like to comment on one of your earlier comments about the year that we spent in the spigot. But let me go right into this. So I have never seen Send Out Cards as a greeting card company. As a matter of fact, every time I hear the greeting card company thing, it really, quite frankly, it makes me cringe a little bit, because we have coined the term, and when I say we, I mean Cody Bateman, Cody and Jody Bateman. We have coined the term relationship marketing. As a matter of fact, relationship marketing, go hashtag it. It is a huge marketplace entity right now, relationship marketing. If you hadn't realized where that started right here at Send Out Cards. And when I was an affiliate, and I was more of a user in corporate America, but when people would ask me about it, Cody, the minute someone would say something to the effect of, oh, so the end result is a card, what's your pricing on cards? And I would always say, this is probably not the system for you. You might want to go look at Shutterfly. So I can tell you who we're not. We're not Shutterfly. And we're not a lot of the other companies that are more of a card print on demand system. We truly are a relationship marketing company. And for me, and it happened again last week, Cody, I think we had this conversation on the phone. It was, I'm doing a conference with some research experts out of New York City on my prior industry, in the healthcare industry. And the lady at the end, and I saw the piece of paper she was reading from, it had my old company, my old title, the field, and that's what they want to talk to me about. And it had current Greg Breyer, CEO, Send Out Cards. Nothing more. Those three things. And she said, the young lady said, well, I see you've made a change out of the industry. I see who you're with now. Tell me what you do. And Cody, I don't even think about it. The word card never came out of my mouth. I said, well, I accepted the CEO role for a relationship marketing company, and it's the best job I've ever had. That concept in and of itself, Cody, to me, is the difference of who we are and who we are not. Yes, the intangible product of what we do may be a card and gift. But what we do is a system. What we do is relationship marketing. And when and if you can make that mental mind shift, and you can ask any one of the experts in the field, from Jordans and everybody you see very active. I'm not going to mention a bunch of names because I'll leave somebody out. But the people that have made that mental mind shift and kind of get it, kind of get the one thing, are the people that you see that are advancing quickly in our organization. I can't even begin to explain how night and day that is for a relationship marketing company and teaching you how to leverage your personal and professional relationships to A, make the world a better place, and B, to make your relationships personally or professionally better and more healthy. So doesn't that sound a whole lot different than, yeah, I took a role as a CEO for this little company that sends out greeting cards tangibly. And
yeah.
I mean, it's
it
just
sounds
not
a lot.
Who we are. And it,
yeah. It sounds a lot different.
Yeah.
You know, we've been saying that for a long time now, and you know, Brian Perez the other day made, I don't know if it was a post or something, but Brian Perez, you know, talked about the fact that we sell a system. We're different. We sell a system. We're the best relationship system in the world, and that's how he, as a real estate agent, goes out and talks about send out cards. It's a system, and so I think that terminology is really powerful, really important. One of the things I challenge you to do, when you all do your posts, like when you do posts about events you're doing or concepts or sending cards to people or stories about, you know, people that have used, sent out cards and bettered their business, whenever you post anything about your send out cards business or about even your own card sending activities, please, 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 hashtag relationship marketing. Use the hashtag relationship marketing. We did coin that phrase. There's no question about it. But it has taken on a life out there. If you hashtag relationship marketing on Instagram or even Facebook, it'll blow your mind what's on there. Like, it is one of the biggest hashtags already, because it's really catching on. We need to be featured in the hashtag relationship marketing category. We are. We're in there, but there's so much activity in there. In fact, interestingly enough, there's several network marketing companies that are starting to call themselves relationship marketing companies. And it's really not the company doing it. It's a lot of the reps within network marketing companies selling a myriad of different types of products are starting to call themselves, instead of a network marketing company, they're calling themselves a relationship marketing company, which I find very, very interesting. But we want to stay at the top of that hashtag. We want to stay at the top of hashtag relationship marketing. We've got a book out there. You know, it's about relationship marketing. And I say we. Power of Human Connection is our book, not just Cody's book. I wrote it. It's our book. I mean, it features many of you in it. It features your success stories and things that you've done and things that you've learned. It teaches philosophies of relationship marketing backed by a system that's done more in the name of relationship marketing than any other company out there. So we want to own that hashtag. Let's get up there in those top ranks. I want to close out the call. Going to be funny now. You're going to hear people say, send out cards thinks they pioneered relationship marketing. I can just hear it now.
Yeah. Well, you kind of did.
Well, maybe we did, maybe we didn't, but I've been saying relationship marketing for about 10 years now, so whatever. But so let's close out the call and talk a little bit about the subscription model itself.
Yeah, hey, Cody, give me 30 seconds just to respond to your earlier comment, if you don't mind, because I want you to close the call with what you want. To everybody out there listening in Sock Nation, Cody did mention briefly about the year journey that we've been on and about that water reaching the peak of that I think you called it both a U-joint or whatever you called it, but everybody can picture it. You know, that water getting up to the peak to go over the precipice and then momentum coming out of the bottom of it. I don't want you to focus on the 8 months of the journey that was in 2012. I do want you to focus on the three-month journey that, three and a half now, of this year, and they really just stop and think about all of the things that were accomplished in this pipeline of what we call momentum. And I think that most people that are engaged on this call have seen tremendous changes. I can't even begin to tell you, and we can't share everything, but the additional enhancements and changes and not changes, but updates and user experience and customer delight and all the things that are quickly coming out and being deployed. So concentrate on what we've accomplished toward the back end, the last 3 months in particular, and I think you can get a real picture of where this thing goes from there. I thought that was important to paint that picture, Cody, because we are there. And the metrics, don't forget, the metrics and the facts are always the things that prove it. 29 manager enhancements, which began, by the way, before we changed some of the qualification goals. Now you're going to start seeing that roll into the senior management. If you guys have been on our page at all, I can hardly keep up with congratulating people for adding customers and affiliates and so on and so forth. It is, if you can't see it, you haven't been on the page. So those are the metrics. Those are where facts meet the work that we're doing, Cody. And I just wanted to add that to your prior conversation.
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate you doing that. I've noticed a couple of posts. I think some guy posted that cards are getting delivered across the country several days faster now. So Greg Breyers must have done something to get the mail to go faster. I'd like to know, what did you do to get the mail to work faster?
absolutely nothing, but I can tell you the teams under your roof there in Salt Lake City have done a tremendous amount to streamline what we deliver and sort for the post office.
Well, you're the new guy on the block. You're going to get the credit for everything, so that's great. Enjoy it while you can, brother. Enjoy it.
I don't want it. It's the team, brother.
Yeah, it is the team. There's no question about that. We have, like you say, an amazing team at the office doing incredible things, proactive things. I mean, even from day one, you've mentioned this before, from the first day of coming on board here, you were amazed at just how on top of things the team was. And it's just been fun to watch the process since you've come here and how things have materialized. So in closing, just a little bit about the subscription model, because that is, you know, that's primary to our business model is putting on subscriptions. We have a free account, and we have a $17 basic account, and then we upgrade into the 97 unlimited plans. Make no mistake, the 97 and $147 unlimited plans, they are the play. Those are the plans that we seek to upsell you into. Now, we've taken the subscription business model very, very, very seriously. A lot of what I'm doing now, because I've been freed up, is I'm spending a lot of time with subscription-based consultants, books, webinars. We're even going to a subscription summit here at the end of May. We're spending a lot of time with companies outside of our profession that do subscriptions in a lot of different ways. There's typically SaaS subscription models. SaaS is system as a service, like your CRMs and whatnot. Those are subscription models, and we study a lot of what those subscription models do to keep their subscriptions on. That's called a retention point. You know, how do we improve our retention point? We also have out there what they call subscription boxes. Subscription boxes are typically services, and many of you probably have joined a subscription box where, you know, you might get food sent to you once a month, or I'm in a sock club where Jody got me this sock club where I get a new pair of socks once a month. Cool as heck. I mean, super cool socks, a little story on each one. I get a new pair every month, and she pays an annual fee for that. That is a subscription box. that industry, the subscription box and the subscription service models, has been one of the fastest growing industries in the world over the last 3 to 5 years. So there's a lot to learn in that profession. We're already learning a lot. We plan to implement a lot of things to help you retain your subscribers. Things that we as a company should be doing better to keep our subscribers subscribing, to keep them actually sending cards. Now, I will, early indication in all of the studies that I've done is that our retention rate is definitely higher than average, and our higher subscription, the 97 to 147 models, are much higher than average, because the higher the subscription amount is, the more retention, the harder it is to retain the customer, obviously. So the higher the amount is, the harder it is. And as a 97 and 147, we're way above average, what the average is. Now, we don't expect to be average. We don't want to be average. It's not enough for me to say we're above average. I want to say that we're in the top echelon, that we're in the very top 1 to 2 percentile of all professions in retaining our subscriptions. And that is what we're going to work towards. One of the things that we're learning is that you growing your business, it's twofold. And what the mistake that a lot of subscription-based companies make is they make everything about acquiring a new subscriber, where the key is actually retaining the subscriber. Your growth and your residual income is actually going to come from the retention of the subscribers more than it is going to come from new acquisition. Now, we want, your job is to acquire, and in the future, we're going to be sharing with you some responsibilities that we would like you to share with us in retaining. But your job is to acquire. Our job is to retain. There's some things we can do to help you acquire, and there's some things you can do to help us retain. So we're going to be going through that with you over the next couple of months as we learn and start to implement some of these retention-oriented programs around your subscriptions that you're doing. So, Greg, I know that I've kind of involved you a little bit at this. Greg's at the bird's eye view right now, but just kind of give us your smart guy thoughts on what we're doing there.
Yeah. I'm not that smart, but I surround myself with people that are, like my wife. No, it is. Cody's absolutely right. There's the pet boxes. There's the theft. It is a incredibly large. If I showed you the speaker list for the 6 or 7 day long summit, subscription summit, actually in my hometown in New Orleans that we're going to attend for a part of, if you looked at the list of speakers and the companies that are involved. I mean, Amazon's part of it. Amazon's got its own, I forget his title, Cody, but Glenn Puba of Amazon Subscription Services. And that is one of many, many top. I mean, it's certainly not a very young part of an active marketplace. It is a real life, living, breathing entity. And Cody has spent a bit more time in it than I have, and that's the beauty of our CEO relationship. But it is part of our future. It is part of our kind of future state, current state, and future state. And you'll see a lot more in that as Cody spends more time and I spend more time in the environment. But I hope what you can see through some of the things that we talk about here and Cody's talking about is the evolution of send out cards in the future state, because, you know, constantly, I said once on this call, Cody, that a continuous improvement is not a destiny, it's a journey. And it's the same here. We'll continually move to models that are relevant in today's marketplace. And this is certainly very relevant and something we're pursuing.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your comments throughout the call tonight, as well as every Monday night. We're excited to have some featured guests next week. I want anybody listening in, be one of those three people. All you got to do is be one of the top three runners. in the VIP challenge. You do that by going out and putting on subscribing business. And that's the key to that. And it's all about retail volume. Just go out there and put those on. I've got several people that are really getting after that already. And it's exciting to watch that process. So want to share, Jody and I share our appreciation to all of you. You know, I've had a chance to look back. You know how Facebook does those things every once in a while where, like, you know, a year ago you were doing this, or 3 years ago, you know, you were celebrating that, or stuff like that. I've seen several of those lately, and it's helped me to reflect on the incredible people that we have and sent out cards. And you're on this call right now. The amazing people that have been with us through this journey, through the good times and the challenging times. You just simply stay the course with us because you believe in the cause. You believe in helping millions of people to act on their promptings every day and create a better world, create a world of kindness. You know, whenever there's anything noble and good in the world, there's an opposition to it. It's just nature. It's the way it is. So whenever anything noble and good, I mean, when you look at Send Out Cards and what our cause is to help millions of people to act on their promptings, reach out in kindness every day. It's always been the cause. It always will be. That's a noble and incredibly positive, powerful cause that brings goodness into the world. And because of that, there is opposition to it. For whatever that reason is, won't go into those details, but there's always opposition to anything that's good. So just remember that. Just remember it as you know, you face challenges from day to day or whatever the case might be. Let's keep our heads down and stay true to what we're doing. Because I'm telling you, BACAB is well on its way, billion cards and beyond. And because we hit a billion cards and beyond, the whole BADAB thing will happen, $1 billion and beyond. So appreciate all that you do, everybody. Appreciate you, Greg, the staff, everybody at Send Out Cards Corporate. And look forward to seeing y'all. Make sure you get on Jordan Adler's call tonight. I know he's got a great, great leadership and sales-oriented call for tonight. So highly encourage you to get on his call. Again, one of the greatest mentors in the entire network marketing profession happens to be our number one income earner, Jordan Adler. Please get on his call and learn from him. He's amazing. So appreciate all that all of you do, and we'll talk to you all later. Take care now.
Have a great week, guys.